Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening into The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. For many of you, or for most of you, if you're listening live, it's a new year. Well, guess what? That new year is a great time for you to start working on becoming the best you can be. And that's actually the title of today's show. Today is your day to start being your best you. A lot of us are walking around with, I guess you can say we're living a fraud. We're not really being our best selves. We're not really being our true selves. We're not really being true to ourselves, our family, our loved ones, and the world at hand. And why are we not doing that? Because we seem to think that it's easier for us to be someone else. We seem to think that in the world that we live in, that it's easier to follow somebody else's script instead of following your own script. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about breaking the law or breaking any legal rules or anything morally corrupt or anything like that. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about you, again, living to your potential. You deciding today, no matter what day it is or what time it is that you're listening to the show, you deciding right now, at the time that you're hearing the sound of my voice, to become everything that you were meant to be the best you that you could possibly be. Let's be honest. Each and every one of us was put on this earth for one reason, and that was to add value to others in this life that we live in. Now, again, I'm not saying to be subservient or anything like that. What I'm saying is that you living your dreams and becoming the person that you were meant to be. You know, as Les Brown would say, there's greatness within us all. And that's very true. There is greatness within us all, but very few of us are even at 1% of our potential. Very few of us are waking up happy, are looking forward to going out in the morning or getting home at night. You know, I mean, how many people do you know that on Monday are like, oh, God, or excuse me, Sunday evening are like, oh, God, I got to get to work, get ready to go to work Monday. You know, or Friday, they're yelling, thank God it's Friday. Or Wednesday, they're talking about, oh, it's hump day. Well, all of those things are negativity. They ooze negativity. They pour negativity. They don't add to you. They don't increase you. They don't strengthen you. They don't build you. They don't help you in any way. Why? Because they're negative. And that negativity pours into your entire day. It's already poured into your life. Look around you. How many people do you see each day that are faking it? They're not being the best them that they can be. They're trying to be somebody else. You know, some motivational speakers are trying to be John Maxwell or Les Brown. Well, there's only one Les Brown. There's only one John Maxwell. There was only one Jim Rohn. Now, all of these gentlemen were great. You know, there's only one Lisa Davis. You know, all of these individuals are great. Jim Rohn has passed. But still, the thing that made them great was their uniqueness, the same type of uniqueness that you and I have in each other. And all we have to do is let those natural gifts come out. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to be the greatest speaker or the greatest poet or the greatest writer. You know, Maya Angelou has been working at it for a long time, and she's really good at it. But there's only going to be one Maya Angelou. How about who are you supposed to be? What's the dream that you're supposed to be living, and what's holding you back? For most of us, it's that negativity. For most of us, it's that mindset. For most of us, it's that listening to negative, either negative in our past or negative in our present. Your childhood does not predict who you are going to be. What your parents did or your grandparents did or your great-grandparents did doesn't mean anything. How well you did or didn't do in school doesn't mean anything. We're finding nowadays that there's a lot of people that, you know, they don't learn the way that schools are structured. You know, that they're very intelligent people, but what's happening is that some of our students are falling behind because they have a different type of learning that motivates them. They're more physical, they're more dynamic, they're more hands-on. You know, they have other ways of grasping things. They have other talents that are screaming and begging to come out. Well, you are probably the same way. And I'm not saying that if you're not an academic genius, that it's not a good thing. You may be a structural, a mechanical, a musical. You know, you may be a theological thinker. You may be the type of person that understands life better than others. How many people do we know? I mean, when I was working in the information systems, when I was running multi-million dollar contracts, there were people there who, if I needed something programmed or I needed an analyst to look at something, if I put that person in a room, they did a phenomenal job. They did an awesome job. But if I took that same person and I tried to move them up to, let's say, a managerial spot or a spot where they had to interact with other people, their performance plummeted. It plummeted because that wasn't their skill. That wasn't where they felt proficient. That wasn't where they felt comfortable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't feel comfortable with you, then that's part of the problem. A lot of people don't feel comfortable with themselves, so they try to be the next Jay-Z or the next, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know I'm kind of dating myself, but they try to be something that it's impossible for them to be, and it's impossible for you to be someone else. Even actors, when actors take the role on to play a particular part, they may mimic that individual, but they bring their own style and their own flavor to that particular character. And that's what makes that particular motion picture great. That's what makes that particular play great. That's what makes that actor shine. But when that actor isn't in that role, that actor is themselves, some to their own detriment, but that actor is themselves. Well, the same thing for us. I understand that when you go to work, you have to play a work role. I understand when you come and deal with certain people, you have to fit a certain script. But even that script that you're fitting should be an individual script that only you can fill. Because again, this is your year, the beginning of your year and your time to shine, to grow, to become everything that you were meant to be. Stop talking about, and I don't mean to piss anybody off, but that one patch, one mindset crap, that's crap, okay? Why is that crap? That's crap because no one person can have one mindset. As soon as you put two people in anything, you've already changed the entire mindset. Why? Because you have two totally different mindsets involved in each other. You have two different energy flows, two different personalities. And when you add more people in it, it even changes more. So please, ladies and gentlemen, think about what I'm saying and throw out that mindset. Each and every one of us every day has to fight to be ourselves. But that's the easiest fight that we could possibly win. That's the easiest hurdle that we could ever tackle. Why? Because it's already you. You were put here. Your DNA is not like anybody else's DNA. Your fingerprints are not like anybody else's fingerprints. Your thumbprint is unique. That's why they use it as an identifier. Right in the military, 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, they came out and they said that they were going to take the DNA of all the military people for accidents. So if an accident happened, they would have no problem through using the DNA to identify everybody. That shows you that on a scientific, on an emotional, on a spiritual, and on a mental basis, each and every human being on the planet from now to the end of time is a unique specimen, a special person with special talents and special skills. A person that, yes, you may go to the job and look at people and go, okay, I'm dealing with the nut crazies today. But anyway, each and every one of them is special too. However, the people that are special and want to share their negativity with you, those are the people that you need to remove from your life. Those are the people that you need to decide aren't going to be part of your world. So one, you need to give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to be the best you that you can be. Stop trying to mimic somebody else. Stop trying to please somebody else. Stop selling yourself short to belong, to be part of a particular group, organization. It doesn't matter. If you can't be yourself in that group, organization, job, relationship, or whatever it is, then that's not the place for you. Next thing, you have to understand that you are in control of your life. So number two, you need to understand that you are in control, total control of your life. No one else can dictate to you when, where, how, or what. Everything that you do is by choice. Well, I can't do that. I'm going to lose my job. That's a choice. Well, I'm going to do that because I want this promotion. That's a choice. Well, I'm going to go get something to eat right now. That's a choice. Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. It doesn't matter. Those are choices that you were given. You know, I posted not too long ago. I said, you know, I really find it interesting when people say God will provide. To me, what they're telling me is that that means that they won't be helping. And understand that most cases, the other people in your life, the ones that you're following or changing your ways for, they won't be helping. So when that next hurdle comes up or that next problem comes up, when it's no longer convenient for them to be around because you're convenient to be around, they're going to remove you from the list. So you need to be the best you and make the correct choices. Next, you need to believe in you. You need to believe in you. We all run into negativity. We all run into people that don't see our dream or see our vision. And in some cases, that may be good if they're the right types of people that are around you. If they're people that are there unconditionally for your good and your betterment, not because your good or your betterment fits into their plan, then those may be people that you need to kind of listen a little bit to what they're saying, because those are people that mean you good. Those are people that want you to grow, want you to prosper, want you to move to the next level. But if it's people that are the opposite, those are people who you don't need around you and you don't need to have their belief in you. The next thing that you do is you need to take action. All right? There's an old saying, it calls be, do, have. If you be the person that you were meant to be by doing the things that you were meant to do, then you will have the things that you deserve. Are you going to get all of them? Probably not. But are you going to be able to look yourself in the mirror with respect, with love, with nurturing? Because most of the people looking in the mirror right now, you're not happy with yourself. You're not happy with your size. You're not happy with your hair color. You're not happy with your position that you work in. You're not happy with the money that you're bringing in. You're not happy with your kids. You're not happy with your spouse. But here's the real key to that whole scenario. Are you happy with you? Because guess what? If your spouse truly loves you, they're going to accept you. As long as you're not trying to hurt them or take away from them either, then that means it's a growing and developing relationship. Again, be it that you're married or not married, it doesn't matter. When you look in the mirror, are you seeing what's really in front of the mirror? Are you seeing a projection that you've put in your mind that isn't really true? You have to make that decision, and only you know the answer to that. So whatever it is that you want, you can have it within reason, within logical reason, okay? If you're 50-something years old and you don't have a college degree and you want to be the president of the United States, your chances may be a little slim. Or if you want to be the next astronaut, okay, your chances may be a little slim. But within reason, whatever it is that can fit into your age group, your experience, and your education, you can do. And check it out. In a lot of ways, you can way outdo what most people think is reasonable or acceptable just by you being the best you that you can be. Number four, you need to open your mind to learning and growing. You know, it always amazes me, and I've said this before, but it always amazes me how people seem to think that because they have a piece of paper that says they have a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, or 20 PhDs, that it means something. First off, we live in a world where people have created, let's say, hills and valleys and bumps because they wanted to weed certain people out, or they wanted to put certain people in, depends on how you look at it. I am not saying that having a degree isn't a beautiful thing. I have a degree. But what I am saying is that the education that you get outside of school is probably worth a heck of a lot more. It is worth a heck of a lot more than the education that you get in school. School works in a structured format. Life doesn't work in a structured format. Experience is probably one of the greatest tools and assets you can probably get. And a self-education is also a great education. Please go ahead and get your degrees and everything else that you need to get. But understand that just because you have a piece of paper, or even though you started to get the hard knock school of life, there are still other requirements. There are still other hills, valleys, seas to swim, mountains to climb. And for that, you have to have an open mind and understand that once you stop learning on any level, you start growing. So if you stop growing, then that means your mind starts to atrophy, just like your muscle would start to atrophy. Why? Because we're growing thinking people. You know, they're saying that Alzheimer's will be 3 times higher by, 2020? Than it is now. So 3 times higher, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys that are baby boomers, you'll probably be around by 2020. So your parents that are probably going to get Alzheimer's, you may also get Alzheimer's too. Why? Because you're letting your bodies and your minds atrophy. You're not doing the things necessary. Again, I have no problem with watching football, basketball, or any sport, but you need to get the exercise that you need so that you can get to the level that you need to get to. Why? Because the only person that's going to truly, truly take care of you is you. And if you're lucky enough to find that person that will do it outside of that, then you are truly gifted and blessed. Next thing, you need, number 5, you need to use your time better and surround yourself with people that add value to you. Again, I believe in a giver's gain mindset. I am always trying to help people, and I'm always open to help people and to help them grow. However, I also know that if I can't help myself, then I probably can't help anybody else. You know, as they say when you get on the airline, if the airbags drop, please put the mask on your face before you assist your child or before you assist the elderly person. Why? Because if for any reason you get knocked out, then you can't be of assistance. You now need assistance. Again, each and every person was put here for a reason. Each and every person that's here is got value that I couldn't even imagine to calculate. Each person that's listening to the sound of my voice, or each person that's on this planet, has a gift to share. Please don't be the person that has the cure for MS or the cure for cancer or the cure for AIDS or syphilis or herpes or any of those other diseases and let it die with you because you didn't go ahead and live your dream. You didn't go ahead and take the action necessary so that that particular ailment could have been eliminated by you. And again, you don't have to be a great scientist, a great virtuosoist, or any of that to contribute in a positive way to those and the world around you. All you have to do is do your best. And all you can do, ladies and gentlemen, is all you can do. Nobody can ask you to do any more. No one can ask you to do any better. All we can ask you to do is be the best you that you can possibly be. And guess what? Each and every one of you can be the best you that you were meant to be and that you could possibly be. It's just one step at a time. One step at a time. Positive mindset, knowing that you can do it. Applying the things necessary, getting around the people that add value to and can help you to get to that next goal, waking up happy. Why? Because it's a choice. Your state of mind and your attitude are what set the entire day going forward. Stop going to work and smiling at your supervisor, your friends, or your coworkers, and then going home and being miserable, complaining, and having an attitude. Wake up happy, go to bed happy, come home happy. Stop drudging the things that you consider to be difficult as being difficult if you set it up. Stop setting yourself up for failure. There's nobody to blame. If you're poor, guess what? There's people out there that can help you get rich. If there's something that you want to do, there's books out there with somebody that's done it, probably the thousands of somebodies that have already succeeded at what you want to succeed in. Is this story going to be a little bit different? Yes, but the basics are usually going to be about the same. So So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd really like to say to you is do you. Be you. Be the person that you were meant to be. Live the life that you were meant to live. It all starts today. You know, as Grandmaster Peter Urban used to say, today is now. When I was 9 years old, there was a sign that used to be on my dojo wall. Yes, I've been training in martial arts since I was 9. And it said, nothing is free. We all start at the bottom. And sensei's word is law. Was it nothing is free? Nothing is free. We all start at the bottom. And sensei's word is law. Well, guess what? In this world, I guess you guys already know it, nothing is free. Where do we all start? We all start at the bottom. And the law is kind of up to you in a certain way. As long as you're not doing anything that's really bad or hurting anybody else. There was one more, but I can't remember it. But anyway, with that said, I see we have somebody in the queue. Let's see if they have a question for us. This is 0821. Hello, do you have a question or comment? Last 40821, do you have a question or comment? Okay, I guess the person has no question or comment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, just sign in to the show, and the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471, and hit the 1, and that will put you in the queue if you have any questions. If nobody has any questions, that is fine. I'd also like to thank Business Negotiators 1. Alan, I know you're listening, and as always, I appreciate it. They have a show on Blog Talk, and it's a phenomenal show for those of you that are into business and trying to learn more and grow your business and have better for you as a whole. We also have a couple of guests, or a few guests, actually, in the queue today. And Good Derm Mike K, hopefully I said that correctly, thank you for listening. And another caller in there, that is guests. The other callers are guests. Anyway, I'd like to say that, ladies and gentlemen, your performance, your ability to reach the goals that you want to reach are totally up to you. I don't care if you've got a dream to be a singer, to be a speaker, to be a businessman or woman, to be a better parent, to be a better husband, a better wife, all right, to be a better provider for your household, to improve your education, to get in better shape or better fitness. It's totally up to you. But you have to make the decision. You have to decide what it is that you want to do and then go forward with that and do it. Stop waiting for Prince Charming. Stop waiting for your princess to fall out of the sky. Stop waiting for the lottery numbers to come through. If you look at the numbers, you'd stop playing. I mean, it's really a fool's bet. Do people win? Yes. But your chances are really horrible. However, your chances of investing in you are huge. As far as a plus, as far as you winning, as far as you coming away from this whole thing we call life, leaving a legacy instead of leaving debt. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are, all right? Whether you're 13 or 95, it doesn't matter. You can leave a legacy. You can do something to help another person. You know, it's amazing. Because just the other day I was reading an article and it was talking about how this man fell and died in New York City in the doorway of a store. And they showed people, it was all caught on a surveillance camera, they showed people stepping over this man that was dying and he died right there. You know, I read another story about in Brooklyn how a lady was at the emergency room in a hospital and she died sitting in the waiting room for service, fell on the floor, and it was 30 minutes before anybody came to her aid. Of course, she was already gone. Ladies and gentlemen, this sounds like something off of science fiction, but it's the world we live in. But it's the world we live in because people are making a conscious choice to not be involved. They're making a conscious choice to not do better, to not see better, to not work to become the people that they were meant to be. All right? Some people want to blame it on technology. It's not technology. It's the individuals that refuse to get involved. It's the individuals that refuse to take action. It's the individuals that refuse to be part of the thing that they seem to cling so desperately to called life. Yet these same people are dead inside. These are the people you don't want to associate with. Again, if the people around you don't add value to you, it's time for you to find new people to be around. If you're not growing and developing every day, reading a book at least once a month, then guess what? You're not increasing, you're decreasing. I don't care if you are making more money. You're not really of value. As Scrooge would say, you're part of the surplus population. Because those few people that are making a difference, those are the people that are going to leave a lasting memory. So if you die with a lot of money, all you did was die with a lot of money at an empty funeral, and everybody that's there is waiting to see how much they get. Let's not let that be you. Let's improve our attitudes. Let's be happy and show gratitude for everything that we have and get. And let's go ahead and live our dreams. Let's go ahead and be the people that we seem to say we want to be. However, our actions are saying that's not who we want to be. Let's do the things necessary to live a life worth living. Let people at your funeral not mourn the fact that you're gone, but celebrate the fact that you are alive. Celebrate the fact that they got to experience you. Celebrate the fact that you helped them, and because you helped them, your action helped them to move to the next level. And I don't mean the financial level. I'm talking about a mindset. I'm talking about a spiritual. I'm talking about a oneness with the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, if I had $20 million, I would probably be like some of the other philanthropists that have actually spent their lives earning it and then spent the rest of their lives giving it away. There's no reason why somebody that you know is going to lose their house or all of that, and you've got all of this that you could just help that person. Again, I'm not talking about somebody that's just going to throw it away. I'm talking about responsible, hardworking, motivated men and women that are just trying to keep it together, but some things have just happened, and those things that have happened haven't been in their favor. Understand that chances go round. So would you want help? If you're in the position, then you should help someone else. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Zurian on The Zurian Show, and I hope that this show had at least one thing in it that was of value to you, one thing in it that you would like to share with someone else. And as always, like I tell you, in the upper left-hand corner of the show, if you'd like to follow us, please follow us. This costs nothing to follow our show. Right now we're over 38,000 listeners, and we're continuously to grow. And we truly appreciate the fact that you are allowing us to spend time with you. So anyway, in the upper left-hand corner, please follow the show and share the show with someone that you think would get value in what we're saying. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. We wish you every success. Take care, be well. And everybody have a blessed day and a blessed life. Take care.